Then are you going to let this dog fuck you as well, then?
I asked. I really don't know, she replied thoughtfully.
You see,
Freddy asked me something else as well.
What was that?
I asked.
He asked me if...
you could get involved and suck the dog off after it pulled out of me. And also, if they could film it, she replied somewhat hesitantly. He did say we'd be able to wear a mask so as nobody would know it was us. And there would be a load of extra money for us as well, but I'm still not sure.
Would the dog still be coming after he pulled out of you? And when Freddy wanted me to suck it off?
I asked her. Oh, yes. A dog can spurt for quite a while after he pulls out of you, she replied.
Let me make us another coffee, I told her. She thought about it while I made our coffees, and I did some thinking of my own. I've decided that if you decide to let the dog fuck you, I'll suck it off afterwards, I told her as I returned with our coffees. I don't like the idea of us wearing masks, though. How about us wearing wigs instead? No one would recognize us then.
That's a thought, she mused. If I decide to let the dog fuck me, I'll mention that to him when he rings me in a day or two and see what he says.
Is he going to film it just for himself?
I asked. No, some guys will do it for a porno film company, she replied. So there'll be some big money involved. Christ, just to think about it. A full-length porno film of a woman and her 10-year-old daughter being fucked by a dozen or so men, and then the woman getting fucked and knotted by a dog, and her daughter sucking it off while she and her mother both get fucked by the men again. It'll make thousands of pounds.
And quite a bit for us, if we do a proper deal with him, I added. And if what we'd be doing was such a special film, there'd be more films for us after that one.
That's true as well, she replied thoughtfully. Porno films with kids your age being fucked in them cost a packet anyway. So imagine how much one of a mother being fucked and knotted by a dog, and then her daughter sucking it off while she's being fucked as well would fetch. Christ, it'd be a bloody classic.
Well, you've got a couple of days to think about what you're going to tell him, I said.
Yeah, I have, haven't I? She smiled. It was in the early evening, 2 days later, when the man who called himself Freddy finally rang. We talked about it at length during that time, with me asking loads of questions, before we finally agreed between ourselves that we'd do it. Now it was up to Mum to do a deal with him and see how much money we could get out of the porno company that'd actually be filming the whole thing. I told him we'd be perfectly willing to charge the same price as last time if he wanted us again, and that we'd both agreed to do this special one, but at a special price, she told me after she came off the phone. I told him we wanted at least $1,000 for each doing the doggy film, and that we wanted to wear a wig sooner than the mask.
What did he say?
I asked. He said that he'd still have us for the usual stuff, no matter what happened about the doggy film, and then he'd get back in touch with the porno company, and then get back in touch with us in a few days with our answer. The following day, being a Sunday, was spent with us doing housework. Mum said she'd pop out later that evening, but only for a quiet drink, because she needed a rest after Saturday evening. That suited me just fine, because I could go out to the toilets in the park again, but this time of the evening, to see what I could get. I quickly dressed in my school uniform, just after Mum went out, and made the short walk to the park. Once more, I sat on the grass to see if anyone was about, but after half an hour, with a few people walking along the path, I still saw nobody entering the toilets. So I decided that as the light was fading, I'd go into both of them to see if anyone was already inside them. Upon entering the men's toilets, I saw there was a door already closed, so I crept back out and looked in the women's, empty. So the men's it was. I gave a quick look round as I entered to make sure nobody saw me, and brazenly strode across the tile floor to the stall next to the one with the closed door. Again, I closed the door without bolting it properly, and then sat down and spread my legs wide before lifting up the front of my skirt. With my knickers pulled partway down, I reached down between my legs and idly played with my clitian cunt. An erect cock immediately appeared through the glory hole, so I quickly stepped out of my knickers and squatted down in front of it, sucking the purple knob end into my mouth, my head bobbing back and forth as I slid my lips up and down the shaft. "What do you like doing?" a voice suddenly whispered. "Swallowing cum and being fucked," I whispered back as I pulled off the cock. "Is your door open?" he asked. "Yes," I replied. A moment later, he walked inside my stall and locked the door behind him, his cock still sticking out of his pants, and level with my face as well as I sat on the seat. "Suck my cock for a few moments, and then I'll fuck you," he whispered. I did as he asked, as he reached down and undid my blouse and played with my tits. "Nice," he whispered. "Now, how do you want to be fucked?"
"Doggy style," I replied immediately. "I want to be your bitch."
"Oh, you will be," he smiled. "You'll be my well-fucked bitch with her cunt full of my thick and creamy spunk in a minute or two."
I quickly turned around and assumed the position, with my arms on the seat, my legs spread, with my ass sticking in the air. And the guy lifted up my skirt and eased his knob end in past my cunt lips before sliding into me as deeply as he could. This caused me no pain or discomfort, because I'd taken the trouble to lube my cunt with some of my mom's KY gel before coming out, so he slid into me easily.
"You've a beautifully tight cunt, little girl," he breathed as he got a hold of my waist and started to fuck his cock in and out of me. "Just right for a good fucking and a good dollop of my hot, sticky cum."
"Oh, yeah. Oh, give me all you've got," I whispered back. "Spread it deep inside my cunt so I can scoop it out of myself afterwards and eat it."
"So you're a dirty little girl as well, are you? A cum-eater that likes the cum from her own cunt," he whispered. "I'll have to watch you doing that."
"You can, and then I'll suck your cock clean for you as well," I replied. In my very short sex life, I've come to recognize the power of talking dirty to a guy, and how it can bring him off very quickly. This guy was no exception. After gripping my hips and ramming his cock into me for only a minute or so, I could feel him starting to come and braced myself for the powerful thrust that guys make when they feel their spunk rising in their balls. The inside of my cunt suddenly got very wet as he unloaded his balls into me, some escaping from my small cunt and dribbling down my legs. As soon as he'd finished and slid out, I scooped some of his cum into my mouth so he could watch me, and then squatted down in front of him, with my cunt still dripping with his cum as I sucked him clean. "I like that," I told him, "and I liked drinking your cum."
He just smiled, then thanked me, and walked out of the door, leaving me still squatting there in front of the toilet with his cum dripping from my cunt. The way guys immediately lost interest in me after a fuck and quickly left didn't bother me. In fact, I got quite a big kick from the feeling of knowing that I'd just been used by them. Used for their own pleasure. A bit like the bitch in the dog syndrome. As I laid back on the seat to wait for another guy, my mind wandered to what Mum had told me about her and that dog. The more I thought about what she'd said, the hornier I felt. I didn't realize that my hand had dropped between my thighs and that I was gently wanking myself. The mental picture of her getting knotted by a dog in front of all those guys, and then me diving underneath it so as to suck its still jerking, spurting cock, caused an orgasm to start rapidly building deep inside my guts. Unfortunately, the seat was so damned uncomfortable I kept getting pins and needles in my legs, and I had to stop wanking myself. I desperately needed some relief. I decided to walk along the path to the bushes. Then I could easily nip into them and wank myself as many orgasms as was needed until I was completely satisfied. so I stuffed my knickers into my blazer pocket and cautiously opened the door. There was nobody about, so I quickly crept out and headed for the path. As I briskly walked along the path, I became aware of another sensation I'd never experienced before. Being outside, in a public place, without knickers. It made me feel excruciatingly horny as the cool night air wafted past my naked cunt and made it tingle like hell. So much so, I found myself lifting my skirt up at the front and completely exposing my naked cunt to the world.
Christ, I'm gonna have to do this again, I said to myself. What a turn on.
I quickly tucked the hem of my skirt inside my waistband so as my cunt remained exposed as I walked along the path, my cunt and legs now trembling like hell.
If I don't find somewhere soon, I'm gonna have my orgasm right here in the middle of the path, I thought to myself as I hurried along.
Then I saw a track leading off to the right and into the bushes. I dived down it and was soon hidden from the path by heavy bushes that surrounded me.
This'll do, I told myself as I flopped down onto the grass. I can't wait any longer.
Not content with just wanking myself, I quickly tore off my clothes, laid back with my knees bent and splayed wide open, naked as the day I was born. My hand dropped once more to my clitty, and I started to frig myself as the mental pictures flooded through my mind of me and my mum fucking with that dog. Nearly crazy with lust, I quickly rammed two fingers deep inside my drooling cunt, rapidly finger-fucked myself as I strummed on my erect clitty.
Fuck me. I really need a cock, I moaned breathlessly as my orgasm steadily built up inside of me. God, do I need a fucking cock?
I think we could oblige you there, a voice said suddenly from one side of me. I nearly had a heart attack as I spun my head around to see a man and a woman standing not 3 feet from me, further up along the track. I'd been so involved and caught up with making myself come for some sort of relief, I hadn't heard them approaching.
Christ, I'm sorry, I sputtered.
Whatever for? The guy asked. There's nothing wrong with having a good wank.
Yeah, we do it all the time, the woman added.
With my faculties gradually returning, I could now see that the woman was dressed very sexily, with her skirts so short, her stocking tops and suspenders were showing, and that the guy actually had his cock sticking out of his open fly. What's more, because I was so surprised at seeing them, I hadn't covered myself up, and the woman was now staring intently at me. We were just having a good fuck when we heard you coming along the track. Then we heard you saying to yourself that you really needed a fucking cock, the guy explained. So, you still need a fucking cock?
I've still got a cunt that feels like it's on fire, and an unfulfilled orgasm that needs satisfying, I replied quietly. So I guess the answer's yes. Yes, yes, I do.
Come on, we know a good place, he said, holding out his hand. He helped me up and I picked up my clothes before following him with the woman close behind me. About 10 feet along the track, he turned off through the bushes and stopped 10 feet further on in a grassy glade. We'll be okay here, he smiled. Now, do you want to watch us two fucking and wank yourself to your orgasm before your fuck?
I'd love to watch you two first and then have you fuck me if you can still manage another one, I replied quietly.
Oh, I'll be able to manage it twice. Don't worry about that, he replied. And with that, the woman got down on all fours and pushed her ass back for the guy.
That's my favorite position, I told her as the guy got down behind her
and swiftly undid the clasp of her front-fastening bra, the empty cup snapping apart to hang limply by her sides and fully expose her firm tits to me.
Yeah, mine too. A guy can really get his cock in deep when I'm on all fours, she smiled. And if there's another guy, I can suck him off at the same time.
Her eyes then closed, her mouth dropped open. She let out a long sigh as the guy slowly sank his entire length into her.
Ah, oh, that feels so good, she breathed as he slowly pumped his cock in and out of her. Why don't you lie down in front of me and let me watch you wanking yourself as he's fucking me? If you want, I'll suck your cunt for you while you're coming. That'd be nice.
I smiled as I moved over and got into position in front of her and spread my legs wide.
I'd really like that.
I laid back on the grass and closed my eyes as I started to wank myself. The thrill of knowing someone was really close up and watching me wanking, only serving to increase the rate at which my orgasm built up inside of me.
Wow, that looks so sexy. You've got me wanking myself now as well, she breathed.
I slowly opened my eyes and got up on one elbow to have a good look at them fucking, and got the shock of my life. He was now really slamming his cock into her and fucking her really hard, and she was reaching back between her parted nylon-clad thighs, pulling hard and fast on her erect cock. She was a he.
Fuck me, she breathed as she rapidly tossed herself off. Fuck me and come inside me. Spurt your cum deep inside me, you horny fucking bastard.
The guy slapped her ass and rammed his rigid cock into her, and I came. As my orgasm raced through my body, I let out a long, low moan, and she dropped her head down between my legs, clamped her mouth onto my cunt, and sucked it, and my clitty, sending me higher and higher than I've ever been before.
I'm coming,
the guy suddenly gasped. No! She moaned long and hard against my cunt, her fingers holding my cunt lips apart so she could get her tongue deep inside me as the guy filled her with his cum. My orgasm didn't last very long, but it was very intense, and it drained me completely. As I stopped writhing around, she lifted her head from my drooling cunt, and she held herself up on her outstretched arms, giving me a perfect view of her hard cock as it dangled down between her nylon-clad thighs. And the guy still kneeling behind her with his cock still buried deep inside what I now knew to be her ass.
Don't you just love the feeling of someone spurting their cum deep inside you? She asked finally. It's a beautiful feeling. I'd agree, I told her. That and someone spurting it into your mouth.
The guy slid out of her and sat back as she rolled onto one side, his cock still semi-hard and steaming gently in the night air, and her semi-erect cock jutting up lewdly from between her nylon-clad thighs.
You didn't know I was a guy, did you? She asked. No, not at first, I confessed, but then I saw you wanking yourself.
So, what do you think about me? She asked further.
Oh, I know all about trannies, I smiled. In fact, I sucked two off and then was fucked by both of them only last night. But that's a whole nother story.
Did you hear that, Dave? She asked her partner.
I sure did, he grinned. So it'd be all right for Cindy to fuck you as well, then.
I'm counting on it, I smiled back at him. Ooh, tonight just gets better and better, Cindy grinned. I got a fantastic fucking off my Dave, as usual, and now I'm going to be fucking a young girl.
Okay, well, how about you getting on all fours so Cindy can fuck you while you suck my cock hard for me? And then I'll fuck you as well, Dave asked.
Sounds good to me, I grinned, quickly getting into position.
Cindy then went round behind me and nudged his rigid cock up against my cunt lips, whilst Dave knelt in front of me with his cock sticking out in front of him. I felt Cindy push gently and suddenly slide right into me, her nylons brushing up against the back of my thighs. Dave then slowly fed his cock into my mouth, and I noisily sucked on it as he slowly slid back and forth. As I sat back slightly onto Cindy's cock, I could feel her suspenders and nylons against my thighs, a feeling I was beginning to really like. There was something about the feeling of nylon touching me and seeing a guy wearing a suspender belt and nylons that really stirred my cunt juices. And I couldn't wait to grow some more so I could wear a suspender belt and nylons myself. Cindy only took 2 minutes before she gasped that she was going to come, so I backed onto her rigid cock and suddenly felt it start to throb and jerk deep inside me as she spurted her hot cum into me.
Christ, you're a good fuck, she told me as she remained pressed inside me and slowly recovered. When your cunt grows a little deeper, you'll be fantastic, Cindy told me. How old are you now, by the way? I'm only 10, I replied, so I'm starting very young. You are. Come and have a go inside this cunt, Dave. It's really nice and tight. Dave did as Cindy suggested and swapped ends, so I was now being fucked by him and with Cindy's semi-hard cock in my mouth. You're right, Cindy. She is beautifully tight, Dave said, and I'm all the way inside her to her cervix. He continued to fuck and stab his cock into me for a good 5 minutes before finally telling us that he was getting near to coming. I'm getting very near myself, Cindy said. She gives a fantastic blowjob. A few moments later, they both came, spurting their cum into me at both ends and finally sitting back with their shrinking cocks sticking up between their thighs. Ooh, thanks for that, you two, I grinned. Let me suck you both clean. I did just that, firstly to Cindy and then turning around to suck Dave clean as well.
Well, did our two cocks satisfy you okay? Dave asked me.
Oh, yes, I beamed. They were exactly what I needed.
Monday evening, the phone rang, and Mum answered it. She was on the phone quite a while before putting it down and coming over to me.
That was Freddy, she told me. I'm afraid the porno company has pulled out. Aw, I sighed. So that means there's no filming? And no donk?
Oh, no. The dog's still on. It's just that we won't be filmed with it, she explained.
Well, apart from the extra money, it's not too bad then, I replied.
You still want to do it then? She asked.
Yeah, if you do, I grinned.
Will you go and make us both a cup of coffee, and we'll sit down so's I can tell you all about what to expect, she smiled. So if one day, in the future, you decide that you'd like to be fucked by a dog, you'll know exactly what to expect.
I'll have to grow a bit first, Mum, I told her. I'm not deep enough to take one yet.
No, my love. It'll be a few years yet, I'm afraid, she replied sorrowfully, and then added encouragingly, but I think I might just have a solution to that problem for you.
Ooh, and what is that? I asked.
Go and make the coffees while I think about it, she grinned. All's not lost yet. I wondered what she had in mind as I made our coffees, and was pleased to see she was smiling when I returned with them.
Go on, I grinned as she took her mug. What are you going to tell me?
Well, you'd like to be fucked by a dog, but your cunt's not deep enough, yes? She said.
Yes,
I replied. But you're only too small to take his cock and not, she grinned. You could take the cock part. Or most of it, with no problems at all.
I could, couldn't I? I gasped excitedly.
Yeah, but your cunt would still be too shallow to let him actually fuck his cock into you. You'd have to slide it in while it was still erect, like when he pulls out of me and before you sucked him off, she said. And at least you'd be able to experience how it'd feel to have a dog cock inside you.
Well, it'd be better than nothing, I replied happily. And I'd still get to suck him off and drink his cum as well.
Yep, you would, she grinned. I'll tell Freddy what we've decided when he rings me next time. If it's all right with you, I'll tell him the guys can take photos of us fucking with them and with the dog, as long as we're wearing those wigs. She then spent the next hour telling me all about being fucked by a dog. What it felt like, what to expect, all about the cock and the knot and how it lasted for up to 40 minutes, what a dog tastes like when you sucked one off. And then she took time to answer all of the many questions I had about every aspect of the subject. So now that you know all about it, she said, and believe me, once a dog has fucked you, a man comes a very poor second.
So how long do you reckon it'll be before I can be fucked properly by one,
Fucked and knotted, that is, I added finally. Maybe when you're 14 or 15, she replied. Or maybe earlier if it's a small one and you develop quickly. And you say it's best to wank one first to see how big it is? I asked.
Oh, yes, Linda. Definitely, she replied firmly. Not all dogs have the same size cock, even if they're the same breed. And if they're a mongrel, well, all of them will be a different size. With my head full of mental pictures of me being fucked silly by a dog, I went to bed. The next few days I spent down at the toilets, in the park, but I didn't have any joy meeting with any guys, me ending up wanking myself to an orgasm before going home. It was on the Thursday evening as we were having tea that the phone rang. Freddy says that we've decided it's okay. He's sending a car around Saturday evening at 7 p.m. for us to meet some more guys at another house, she told me. Ooh, good, I smiled. I'm really looking forward to this meeting with the guys.
So am I, she said. I can't wait to have a dog's cock stuffed inside me again. It's been too long since the last one. Far too long.
The following morning, Mum went to work as usual, and I pondered on what to do. I decided to just mope around the area and not go down to the toilets during the day anymore, because I'd had better results in the evening. Because the day was already so hot, I'd put on a cotton t-shirt and my tartan pleated skirt and a pair of lacy cotton panties. I set off along our street with nowhere special in mind, and I found myself outside a house where a guy was busy painting his garden railings in front of his house. I recognized him as Mr. Gladwin, and said hello as I stood back and watched him.
Hello, Linda, he replied. It's going to be a hot one today. You know where to go?
No, just wandering around, Mr. Gladwin, I replied. Mom's gone to work, so I thought I'd take a stroll instead of sitting in front of the television all day.
Well, if you can wait about 10 minutes, I'll have finished this bit and we can go inside for a cool lemonade, he smiled. Would you like that?
Yes, please, I replied. I could do with one.
Okay, then. I think I'll put on a t-shirt when we get inside as well. The sun's burning my shoulders, he replied. It was all right an hour ago.
All he was wearing was a pair of shorts and some flip-flops, and I could see that his shoulders were already getting red from the sun.
Right. What about that lemonade, then?
He asked me a few minutes later as he finished the stretch of railings.
Come on in.
I followed him into the kitchen, and he got two glasses out for us before pouring us a chilled lemonade from the fridge.
Come on into the lounge, he said. It'll be cooler in there.
So I followed him in. We both sat down, sipping our drinks and chatting about nothing in particular.
Is Mrs. Gladwin out?
I asked him.
Yeah, she's gone shopping, he replied. She said she should be back for lunch.
I looked around the room as I drank my lemonade, my eyes falling on his DVD player under the television.
Do you like watching DVDs, Linda? He asked me.
Yeah, but we've only got one or two, and I'm sick of watching them, I replied.
We have loads of films, he told me. I think they'll be in the bedroom with the other DVD player. Would you like to borrow a couple?
Oh, yes, please, I smiled. I'd love to.
Okay, come with me and let's see what there is, he smiled. It'll be easier if you sort through them yourself in here, because there are that many.
So we went through the door to the bedroom, and I saw a stack of DVDs on the dresser beside the other player.
There's some more over here, I think, he said thoughtfully, and I think there's some more in one of those drawers. Anyway, have a look and see for yourself while I sort through these over here.
I opened the top drawer and immediately saw a vibrator lying alongside of some of the DVDs, and the discs were nearly all porno ones. My heart thumped, and I had a beautiful tickling feeling in my guts and pussy as I sorted through the DVDs and looked at the very explicit covers. Then I had a wicked idea.
Hey, my mom's got loads of these, I said, picking up the vibro. She uses them all the time on herself.
What? DVDs? He replied with his back to me.
No, loads of these, I replied.
He turned around and saw what I was holding up.
Oops, sorry, Linda. I didn't mean that drawer, he told me in a rather embarrassed tone.
It's okay, Mr. Gladwin. I've seen these before and even used one, I grinned. And I do know what they're used for, so don't worry. Does Mrs. Gladwin use one when she's watching these porno films?
Yes. Sometimes, he sputtered.
So do me and my mum, I smiled. They're great, and really get you going. Mum has some dildos that she uses on herself as well, if there's no guys around.
And does she frequently have guys around?
Quite often, I replied. Which is great, because I can have some fun as well.
Fun? He asked. How do you mean fun?
Oh, Mr. Gladwin, I said in mock annoyance as I sat on the bed and accidentally let my knees fall open, after drawing them up to my chest so he could see up my skirt and lacy panties. You know what I mean. Sometimes they let me join in a bit.
A bit? What do you mean by a bit? He asked me, his eyes now riveted to my panties.
It was then that I saw the bulge developing in his shorts, and I knew there might be the chance of some fun between me and Mr. Gladwin. You know, I grinned, carelessly letting the tip of the vibro drop to my crotch, where I unconsciously slid it up and down my lace-covered gash. They sometimes let me suck the guy off, or let me sit on his cock.
And does the guy's cock go inside you? He asked me warily.
Well, they can't get it all in because I'm too small yet, but they get as much as they can into me, and then they come inside me,
I told him matter-of-factly. And what about when you suck them off? He asked, the bulge in his shorts now becoming very pronounced.
If you're asking if I do swallow it, yes, I love drinking a guy's cum, I replied openly.
Would you? He stammered.
I'd love to suck you off, Mr. Gladwin, I smiled as I slid off the bed and walked over to him. Take your cock out for me, and I'll suck you off right here and now. And if you want, you can fuck me afterwards as well.
As if he was in a dream, he slowly slid his shorts down, his thighs and his very large cock sprang into view, jutting out at an angle from his groin.
Ooh, Mr. Gladwin, I'm really going to look forward to sucking this beautiful cock off.
I smiled up at him as I knelt down between his feet.
And having you fuck me and fill me with your cum afterwards as well. Would you like that, Mr. Gladwin? Would you like to fuck me and fill my cunt with your thick cum?
Oh, yes, he breathed as I reached up and took hold of his rigid cock. And then pulled it down and sucked his purple knob end into my mouth before I started to slide my lips up and down his thick shaft. Oh, God, yes. He reached forward and held my head in his hands, slowly pushing and pulling it back and forth so his cock slid in and out of my mouth before he held it still and thrust his hips back and forth. Him now fucking his cock into my mouth as his breathing shortened and became more hurried.
I'm gonna come, Linda, he gasped, right now.
I moaned softly on his rigid cock and felt it suddenly jerk in my mouth, a thick wad of cum spurting from the end of it that was rapidly followed by another and another until he slowed to a stop and left his cock lying on my tongue. So I tightened my grip on his cock with my lips and drew away from him, squeezing out the last of his cum before I gently sucked him clean. Mr. Gladwin, I said, such a heavy load. I hope you have something left to fuck into me.
Oh, yes, Linda. Don't you worry about that, he said. There'll be plenty left to spurt into your cute little cunt.
Well, come on then, I urged him. Give me a real good fucking and fill my cunt with your cum for me.
I got up from the floor
and slid off my panties and knelt on the bed, pushing my naked cunt back at him and wiggling my ass at him.
Such a tight and tiny cunt, he breathed, as he traced a finger up and down my oozing gash and wanked himself back to full hardness. I hope I can get it in there.
There have been lots of cocks inside it before now, Mr. Gladwin, I told him, and they slid inside me okay. Then I felt him pushing forward slightly, my cunt lips parting, as they slowly swallowed his knob end. Then I heard him gasp as he pushed all the way forward and buried just over half of his shaft inside me.
Oh, that feels so good, I gasped. Fuck me, Mr. Gladwin. Fuck your cock deep inside my cunt and fill it. Fill it up with your cum.
His hands dropped to my skinny hips and he slowly started to move his hips back and forth, his cock sliding all the way into me and nearly all the way out again before he plunged it all the way back inside me once more.
Fuck me, I urged him. Fill me with your cum and then watch as it dribbles out of my cunt after you pulled out. Spurt your thick and creamy cum into my cunt.
Nearly a minute later, he was groaning out loud and spurting his cum deep inside me.
Fucking hell, Linda, you're a great fuck, he gasped as his spurts died and he stood behind me with his cock still buried deep inside me. You really are.
Thank you, Mr. Gladwin, I replied, and you're a good fuck as well. Now, if you'll slide your cock out, you can watch your cum slithering out of me.
He did as I suggested, and I tightened my cunt muscles, his cum slithering out of me and landing on the carpet below with a splat.
Christ, what a sexy sight, he gasped. You really are a horny bitch.
I know, I smiled as I turned around to face him. Horny enough to do this.
Then I reached down and caught a load of his cum in my hand, and then lifted it to my lips and swallowed the lot as he watched. I moaned.
That was really good. I hope I can see you again real soon for another good fucking, Mr. Gladwin.
Definitely, he grinned. But please make it when the wife's out, eh?
Is she out tomorrow?
Just a minute, Linda. She is. She's going to have her hair done tomorrow at 2 p.m., he grinned. So do you want to come round again tomorrow afternoon, about 2:30?
I'd love to. See you then, Mr. Gladwin, I replied.
With that, I left and strolled round for the rest of the day before going home for tea.